Raglayim. He did it 10 times, because it is always before putting on the clothes and taking off the clothes. So he went to the mikveh 5 times, Kishir Dayim Raglayim 10 times, and he changed his clothes 5 times. Almost all the special avodah was done. We got up in the morning. I mean, when he came first to the Beis Hamikdash, he wore the big days of the normal big day kohuna, and he did the tamid, the ketores, the menorah, things that are done normally. Then when he changed his clothes and he put on big day lavan, which was without zav, he did almost all the avodah of Yom Kippur, and that's the Chazor Sashat that we'll be going through. After he did most of that, he changed back to big day zav to finish a few things, and then he put on the big day lavan one more time, and that was to remove the utensils from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We'll see about that. Then he changed again and he put on the big day zav. So I'd like to just go through the psukim, the simple psukim in Achrei Mos. It gives us a general idea of what's going on, and we'll see from there. Now we know in Shmon Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows when we said in Aleinu, we did Vanachdu Korvim and Mishtachavim, and we all made Kriya. And Yom Kippur, we do it 4 times. Why 4 times? Once, just like on Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of Aleinu. But the other 3 times were when the Kohen Gadol, he said Vidui, confession, on the Korbanos that he was marked with. Not all the Korbanos, and a poor, and 2 Seirim. He made confession of vidui for himself and his family, for Shevet Kohuna, and then for Klal Yisrael. And his behema, the power that he brought, he made vidui twice. First for him and his family, and after he had vidui and himself, then he could say vidui for the whole Shevet Kohuna, which was the 2nd time. And the 3rd time was on the soil, Azazel, which was sent out to the Midbar, and that was supposed to be a kapor for Klal Yisrael. Each of these 3 times when he said vidui, which we say in davening, so at the end he mentioned the Shema Mefoirish, and that's when those are the other 3 times that we make korim. So for a total of 4, 1 in Aleinu, and 3 for the 3 times that he made the vidui, 2 viduim on his own power, and 1 on the soil Azazel. So it says here, just to give you a general idea, then we'll see in the Masor where we're saying it and what's going on about the blood, how we sprinkle the blood. But the Sacha calls, good to know this. Somebody will ask you, how many times did the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He only went in Yom Kippur. He went in 4 times. It's good to know that. 4 times, and we'll see exactly where it is that he went in the 4 times. So it's first pasuk, that's just an introduction. And then in Pasuk Beis, I'll just say, it says, you can't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because I'm there, or only you can come in when you bring the Ketores. But how could Aaron come in? Pasuk Gimel, v'zos over Aaron HaKadosh, b'far ben boka l'chatos v'ayu lo'ila. Aaron himself, not from the Tzibur, brought 2 korbanos, an ayo and a par. The par was a chatos. Now, generally a chatos, a whole year, a person did a chet b'shogeg and he brings a chatos. Okay, it's a chatos chitoni, the blood goes on the outside mizbeach, the kohanim eat it. This chatos was called a chatos pnimi. The blood went inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and all the basar, all the meat was burned. Nobody ate anything from it. There are a few of them there. He had on Yom Kippur. That's one of them. Now it says here, for this type of work that he's doing, Ksonis bar Kodesh Yobash, Michnes bar Yovasoro, Avnei bar Yachkor, Uvmenevitz bar Yitznuf. He only wore the Big Day Lovin, were not 8 begodim like a whole year, only 4 begodim of Big Day Lovin. Then he took from Klal Yisrael in Pasuk Hey, 2 Seirim, Izin Lachatas, V'ayo Echad Leoyla. These 2 Seirim, the din was they had to look alike, cost the same amount of money, the same height, everything. And then they threw lots, Goralot. One came out Lashem. That's another time that he said the Shema Mefoirish. And one was Lazarza. One was also a Chatas Pnimi, which we mentioned in Musaf, in our Quiet Shmonesre, we'll see. And the other one was the soil Azazel that seemingly took the Avinus of Klai, so it was Machaper. But to know which one was which, they had to throw lots, a Goyro. So he took those two. Oh, now it says like this. The Hikrev Aranus Parachatas Asholo, the Chiper Bado. The word Vechiper means Vidui. The first time he made Vidui. It doesn't say what the Vidui was, but he made Vidui. Okay, confession. After he made the first Vidui, then he took the two serum in Pesach Zayin, and he brought in Pesach Oil Moed, and Pesach Chas, and Nosan Arshneshim Gorolot, Gorolach on Hashem, Gorolach on Azazel. He threw lots. Which one should be Lazazel? Which one should be Hashem? Okay. Vehikavarnas, the Sora Sherlov, a love Gorol Hashem, that's for Chatos. And the other one, Vesora Sherlov, a love Gorol Azazel, Yomud Chai, it's living, they didn't shecht it, Lachapel Vashalach also, they sent it out to the Midbar. Now he takes his power again, and he makes a second Vidui. And here it says, Vehikavarnas, Pyro Chatos, a Shalom, Vehikavar Bado, Uvad Beso. Now, when it was Beso here means Shevet Kohuna, the whole Shevet. After he made the two confessions, Veshachet is Parachatas Asher Lo. How he made Shechita, that's also talked about in Yuma, since the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avodah himself, so he didn't even shecht the whole thing. He shechted the majority of the Simonim, and somebody else continued, and he went to the other. Now, it's very interesting. Normally, when you make Shechita, blood comes. So you have to receive the blood, and then you go sprinkle the blood. Here, he just shechted it. They made Kabbalah, and somebody was stirring it so it shouldn't congeal. While it was being stirred, he went and he made the Ktoris. Now in Yom Kippur, he did the Ktoris three times. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, like every day, the normal Ktoris. And a special Ktoris, with this Ktoris went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was on Yom Kippur, and the incense was supposed to be Dakam and the Dakam, very, very fine. And that's what he took. Now this was the whole problem of the Tzdukim and the Chachamim. How to make the Ktoiris. The Pasuk says, Lokach Mlo Machta, Kach Le'esh, he had some type of a calf that had a lot of the coals, Mal Mitzmech L'Nisham, or Mlo Chofnaf, he had to fill his hands, his fists, Ktoiris Samim Daka, Ve'edim Mi'beis L'Fo Rochas. Now in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, you put the Ktoiris on the fire, Lifnei Hashem, the Tisa Anana Torah is the Kovas of Shalais Loyomus. So the Tzdukim learned that he made the Torah outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and once it's already smoking, then he took it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Chacham said, no, that's not the Pshat. He had to carry everything into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he had to maneuver it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a way that the Torah went onto the coals, and that's how you made the Ktoris. And then it says in the Mishnayos, we mentioned it in davening, like the Chachamim, every Kohen Gadol, they used to give a drasha to make sure he shouldn't be a Tzduki, so it seemed like they were choshing, you think I'm a Tzduki? And he felt bad that they think, says he cried, they cried, but they always had to make sure that he knew what he was doing and he did it the right way. So this is the special Ktoiris. Then, it says in Pasuk Yudalad, there should be, is there another Chumash around? Here's another Chumash. Then in Pasuk Yudalad it says, V'lokach midam ha-por. Okay, so remember, we already shechted it. Somebody's stirring the blood, it shouldn't congeal. V'lokach midam ha-por. Now, we say this, there's differences how many times we say it between Nusach Svarad and Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz, we say each one twice. L'maisa, the sprinkling of the blood of Achas, and Achas ve'Achas, was four times. Twice from the dam ha-par, and twice from the dam ha-soyer. But in our out loud, what we say out loud, the rabbim, we only mention it twice. What it was, there are eight sprinklings. One, it's called lamayla. He sprinkled up towards the oren, and seven down, for a total of eight. So it says here, he took from the dam ha-por, his korban, the hizor betzvol, al pnei ha-kaporis kedmor, v'lifnei ha-kaporis yazor sheva pomim. It didn't hit the kaporis, it's towards it. One achas lamala and seven down. Instead of counting eight, we're afraid you'll make a mistake, so we break it up to one and then another seven. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. We don't count to eight. We do one and one, one and two, one and three, up to seven. It winds up one and seven. Okay.
So wait, I was thought that achas v'shtayim was you win one and then one, two, three.
No, one and then one, two. three, four. Right. Just that we're counting that way, we say achas, but achas meant the one was up and then seven times down. Okay. Now, after he finished with his par, remember, we just threw lots on two seirim. One was a chatas, one was lazozo. So in Pasuk Tesvav it says, V'shochad asir hachatas, asher la'om. This is from Klal Yisrael. And this is also a chatas that they burned up completely. No one ate from it. V'edi yisdoma al-mibes la-parochus. Here he shechted, and immediately he took the blood. V'osas domo kasher osa l'dam apor. Just like the dam apor, he did the same thing with the dam asoyer. These are all kaporos, ala kaporos, v'lifnei kaporos, 1 and 7. So right now we have that the Kohen Gadol has gone three times into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He went in and he did the Ketoris. He went in, he took the dam of the par, his Korban Chatas, and he took the dam of the Sawyer, the Klal Yisrael's Chatas. That's three times that he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim already. Then it says, okay, now this is important because it just says in one second, just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he sprinkled 1 and 7 twice, once on the Dam HaPor, once on the Dam HaSoyer. Outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a Kapyrus. He also did from the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer. That's what it means when it says, Chen Yasa Lo Yomoyel. So as I told you, the sprinklings of groups of eight was done four times. Twice from the Dam HaPor, twice from the Dam HaSoyer. Once from each, inside the oil moyed, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and once from each one, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's all together, four times eight is 32. Those are 32 sprinklings from the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer. Then, it says here, no one should be in there, the mode when he comes to go in, the Hebrew Adav Eruach Kol Yisrael. Then in Pasuk Yud Ches it says he went out to the Mizbeach, Pnimi, the inside, the one Asher Lifnei Hashem, the Chiper Olav, and he's going to be Mechaper on the Mizbeach. What did he do? Here he mixed the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer together. V'lokach midam HaPor midam HaSoyer v'nosan akanos haMizbeach soviv. And he put on the four corners of the Mizbeach. It's another four. And then, V'hisa olav min adam be'atzbo sheva pamim, V'tiaro v'kitcha b'tom Yisrael. When the blood was joined together from the Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoyer, he made four on the Kronos and seven sprinklings on the Mizbeach itself. It's 11. 11 and 32 is 43. Those are the 43 sprinklings that he did from the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer. Both of these were chatois. Chatas Pnimis is called. Pnimi means inside, because the blood went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and all the meat, everything, the whole thing was burned up. Then, the Psukim aren't exactly clear here, but the next Psukim say, like in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, now he took the soil Azazel. V'samach Aaron, he made smicha, that means he put his hands on and said, Vidui, Eshteyot of Arosh HaSorah Chai, and we'll see the lashon of the confession. You see, he enumerates for Klal Yisrael. Put them on Rosh Hashanah, and he sent it out to somebody to the Midbar, and then they threw it down a cliff, and that was the Gmar of that, and that was supposed to be Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. Then it says he came back, changed his clothes, but as far as what we have to see in the Chumash right now, that is the general vote. And the Chumash, you don't see where he changed his clothes and what he did. That we'll see in the Machzer. But he changed his clothes, and I can tell you the general thing was like this. Big Day Zav, Tairus, Talmud, Big Day Lovin, everything we just saw. All the avoiders he did with the Big Day Lovin. Then he put on the Big Day Kodesh again. That means the Big Day Zav, the normal Begadim, and every time he changed, he went to the Mikveh, the Kishir Daim, and he did the Ayol and the Ayol Om. I'll explain that in a minute. Then he changed his clothes to Big Day Lovin for one purpose, to go back into the Kodesh Kodashim for the fourth time, to remove the utensils from the Ketoris. So in reality, he went into the Kodesh Kodashim four times. They say, you know, first thing is you have a nice meal, covered Yantif, But cleaning up, what's that? You see how kosher it is. He went back on the Kohen Gadol, went back to the Kodesh Kodashim, he changed his clothes. It's a mitzvah like anything else. You shouldn't feel mabakach. If you want, you can tell your wives. It's kosher to do it. Husbands can help also. Anyway, but it's important to know. Then he changed his clothes again to Big Day Zav, and then he did the afternoon services, and it could be some other things we'll see in a minute, because you have to realize what's going on here. All these kabbonis we mentioned, these were all special for Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is a yantif like any other yantif. In Parshas Pinchas, in Bamidbor, there it mentions all the kabbonis that you do normally for yantif. On Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we had the same thing. We had the kabbonis of Rosh Hashanah, oidus of Rosh Hashanah, and then we had the oidus and chattis of Rosh Chodesh. Two things. Here we also have, for Yom Kippur, and we have also the yantif. Those are mentioned in Pinchas. There is also mentioned a bunch of oidus, an ayo, and that's a question of the ayo here and the ayo there is the same, and also a regular chattis. Yeah, I can't tell everybody to turn Bamidbar because only these have the Bamidbar, but maybe I'll just read it to you so you know. So in reality, in our, I will see in Musaf, we're going to mention, like we do all the time, that they bring oilus, and two seir lechaper, we don't mean the sol lozozo. We mean the regular sawyer that you bring because of yantif, and the special sawyer that the blood went into the Kodesh Kodashim. I'll just read it out from Pinchas, because not everybody has a Pinchas here, and then we'll see in the Chumash everything. In the Master, we'll see everything. Pinchas. It says for Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur, it says, on the 10th day of the 7th month, he crafted them oile l'Hashem, like normal, reich nechoyech, par ben boker echad, ayol echad, krosim b'nei shona shiva t'mimim, 9 oiles. Minchosim b'niskeyem. Now it sounds like this: sir, izim echad chatos. You bring a chatos like we do every single yantif. Melvad. Besides, Chatas HaKippurim, that's the Chatas, the special Chatas from Klal Yisrael, that the blood went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vola Satamid, Minchosav Niskeim. Some Machzorim say Shnei Sirim Lechapir, and some say exactly this Nusach. One besides the other one. But you have to know, the two don't mean the two that we just mentioned, the Sor Lazozo and the Chatas that the blood went inside. The two mean real Chatois. One is the chatas pnimi, one is the chatas chitzoni. One is the chatas from Yantif, the Yantif of Yom Kippur, and one is from the special avodah of Yom Kippur. Now exactly how he did this, or what we did this, I'm going to show you in the Machzor. If people brought their Machzor, I brought in the art school Machzor, because I presume most people have an art school Machzor. I don't know. I hope people have their Machzorim. It would help. And then we'll see how he changed his clothes, what he did, and then you'll have an idea. The achas, when we make korim, what the video is. It's about 3-4 pages. It gives, this is the avoided of the main part of the Shmoneh Esrei of the Chazor Hashatz, and this is our saying it. We should have in mind that should be our kapora, just like it was in the years ago. There was the real kapora, but our saying it, we should feel that this is the kapora that we want to have on Yom Kippur. So it's important to know what we're doing. It's hard to have it if we don't know what we're doing. It's on page, in the art scroll, it's on page 460. And the other machzorim, it's in the repetition of, now, this is a long piece, this repetition. The part we're going through is just this part that we do together. Before that, there's a lot we say. We started talking about from when Adam Rishon was created, the whole thing until we get up to the avodah. Then afterwards, but we're just concentrating on this part. I think it's 460. I'm making a mistake. It's not 460. It's not 460. Maybe 560 would be better. Yeah. It's on page 560. Excuse me. But I'm telling you, it starts on page 554. Amitz Korach. But that you can read yourself. It talks about from Brias Oilam, from the time Adam Rishon was built, and Adam and Kayan and everything that goes on until we get all the way, and then how they prepared 7 days, they prepared the Kohen Gadol, the first missionary in Yuma, Shivish Yonim, before Yom Kippur. He went away from his house, he should be Torah, and they taught him all the halachas, and he had to be familiar with the behemoths, all kinds of things. And then the night he wasn't allowed to sleep. Everything is mentioned here in the Machzor. Until we get up to on page 560, so then it says when he came, read it's on 558 on the bottom, it says that he put on his regular clothes, he went to the mikveh, then he did the k'toyris. Okay, then they had to make sure that, it was at night, it was by day already, he was toivel again. Okay, then it says like this. How am I going to put this? Okay. He put on the big day lovin. He had zov for the k'toyris and the tamid, big day lovin. He took his power. Poro mutzuv bein ulo mizbeach. It was facing, and he turned his head because we didn't want the behemoth should be, his back should be towards the kodesh kadoshim in case it has to make lulim. So we put him on a slant, turned his head so he could check it, and it says like this. And he started making vidui, the first vidui. Remember, I told you the first vidui was for himself and his own house. The kachaya omer. Now, in the video, he said the same Amor Forest 3 times. In the Meshach Yom Kippur, he did 10 times. 3 vidus, 3 times in each vidui. And once when he threw the lots, Lashem Chatos. It's 10 times of the same Amor Forest. The Kachoy Omer, on Hashem, sees in a singular Lashem, Chatosi, a VC, even though it's him in his house, but we're using that as a singular Lashem. Pashanti for the Aniu Basi. On Hashem, Kapernol, Chatoim, Avonis, Shachotosi, Shavisi, Shavashati, Vesik, Azul, Shavam, Shavdarab, Kiyom, Say, Chab, Alechem, Tashem, Kol, Tashem, Vesnei Hashem. And that's when we say now, they sing it, there's a special Nigin, Vakonim, Vaom, Hondim, Bazorak, Shomim, it's a shame, Hanichva, Mephorish, the shame of Mephorish, Yetzim, Tiv, Gon Godel, Tushator, Hoyukorim, Umishtachavim, Umodim, Venofim, Alpneim. Now, we already passed the Korim of Aleinu. So that we did the normal. This is the first one because at the time of the vidui they made koirim, because he said the shema mufarish. That was the first vidui that we saw. He made vidui. Then it says he also wanted to finish the name, and so we asked that Kosh Baruch Hu should be metayras. Then it says right away he went and he took 2 seirim. They have to be the same betoyra b'koma, and he made lots. And the one where they threw in two lots, and he put in his 2 hands, each one brought up. Whichever one had Lashem, so, and the 2 behemoths were opposite him. So whichever one was Lashem, that's the behemoth was the Chatas Pnimi. And the other one was Lazazel. But it was a big schus to be the Lashem. So it says, Vigil Hashem Gavov L'Tzok. Okay. Tzok B'Kol Rom L'Hashem Chatos. Okay. Then he tied, it says he tied a red chut around the, because when he sent it out on the other one, the one that went out to the midbar, the Zazel, so the chut turned, what?
Because one,
you had to
see the one go
Levi. One second. It's called Rosh HaVishtaleich. So also, One by the horns and one by the throat or something. 1 minute. I don't remember if there were 2.
It had to turn once.
Here I don't see that it said that. There's different ways. Sometimes there was a chut in the heichol in the kodesh hakodesh. There are different. The Gemara talks about different ways how they knew when they were, if they got a kapora or not. There were different ways, 2 or 3 different ways. Okay, but it says here that he put a red band around the head of the Mishtaleach. Okay. Then he came to his power again. Now he's making the second vidui. This vidui is for himself and Shevet Kohuna. So if you look in the Nusach, he just had 4 words. Kachay Oimer, On Hashem, Chatasi. Again, singular Lashon, because it's not the whole Klal Yisrael. Chatasi, Avisi, Poshati, V'nachani, Ubesi, Ubnei, Aaron, Am Kudoshecha. Here he adds in the whole Shevet Kohuna. They all have to have kapor to do all of it, yes.
So if he just did it for him and his house, so why does he need to include himself on the second one with the Karnim? Like, why does he need to say again? I need
I understand. I mean, We said Slach Lanu in the morning, and we say Slach Lanu again to Mincha. So anyway, in the interim, who knows what happened? But that's the nusach. Apparently, you don't say for somebody else until you say for yourself. It's not covetic. This is what you're saying for yourself, and you're including them also.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, again, and he said the Shema Meforish, and it says again, Vakonim Vam Omdim Bazar. When they heard that, they made Korim. So this is the second time. It's the third time we're going to do, but it's the second time for the Vidui. Remember, all this work was done, he's wearing Big Day Lovin, and only four begodim. No Zav, because in Kategor Nasa Saneger, you can't, the golden calf, the void of Yom Kippur was done with white clothes, special clothes. Okay. Then, on page 564, after he finished that, he shechted it. Took a knife, shechted it, and somebody received the blood, and he gave it to somebody to stir. V'nosnu l'memoris, if you have it there. So it shouldn't congeal. What did he do in the meantime? Now it says, Diktyrus. He went in and he had to, he took from the coals, we say this quietly, and then he took the Diktyrus and he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, right there. And this is what we say, 1:1-7. And he's making inside the Kodesh Kodashim the Vakacha Yamona, and we say this out loud. I'm saying in Nusach and Sfarad, I think there's a difference. In Ashkenaz, we only say out loud twice, even though there were two inside and two outside. I think in Sfarad they may say more. Vakacha Yamona, Achas, 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 Shtaim, Achas, Shos, Achas, Arba, Achas, Chomesh, Achas, Shos, Shesh. Okay, it says now, so then he went.
Can I just clarify that I've always been confused? So you're saying it's only eight.
That's right. 1:7. That's it.
So why is this? Why is the Chachiyah Omer about Achas Achas?
Because we want to make sure that it's two groups and you don't forget it. We didn't go up to eight. They purposely made it like that. If it would have been eight, you'd just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But since one was on top, so it's 1 + 7. So that's the way we count it. 1 and 1, 1 and 2. But not every time we say it, we're doing it again.
Right?
We're not doing it again. It's only a total of eight.
So we should have just said Achas V'Sheva. That's the
Well, every time you sprinkle, so we count it. 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4.
Oh.
Just to get up to 7. That's what it is. Okay, then it says, he went, he left the rest of the blood, because he didn't use all the blood. And he went and he shechted the Sawyer, which was from the Klal Yisrael. Remember, they had two serim, Azazel and the other one.
So there was four serim.
So it's
three. They were nice, they were all together. There were three. The coins was a pair. Coin Godel was a pair. Kaius had two serim, and then in Pinchas another Sawyer. That's three serim. I don't know where we got four. Then he shechted it, and he took the blood right away into the Kodesh Kodashim, which is his third time into the Kodesh Kodashim, once for the Tzairus, and now, if I'm not making a mistake, and then Kacha Yamona. Achas, Achas, V'Achas. The second time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, the other two we say quietly. Right after we finish this, and this Ma'aser, on page 566, it says he put down the dam, he took the dam pour, and he went outside, Chutz Lebodalas, and he sprinkled the same way like he did inside, from the dam HaPor. Then it says he did the same thing from the dam HaSor. In two sentences, we say all this. Then we say in the next two sentences, he put them together, and he put on the Mizbeach four corners, and the seven times on the side. Shavu Blolam, Chite Mizbeach Soger, Sheva Altaro, with a corner of Arba. If you blink, you miss it. Then, so that's already the 43 sprinklings. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8, 8, outside 8 and 8, the Mizbeach 4 and 7. And he's already been in the Kodesh HaKadoshim three times. K'toyrus! Special K'toyrus! Damapur, Damasor. Okay. Now.
What does it say about the.
About the?
Where does it say about the 8 and 8 on the outside?
Oh, you have an art scroll?
No.
If you give me, I'll show it to you. Right after the second time we said Kachoyamone. Right after the second time. Is that the second time? Okay, right here. Here. Rod, he put down the dam. He took the dam of the par, here, Rikmei Prochus and the Yaz Kemishpat Kapoilis, the Shin of Yuzim Adamasoy. Gets it? And here it says he mixed them up. Okay, now.
A question about this. After he put the Kadosh and the Kadosh Kadosh.
Yeah.
The first one says it's from the outside, the Holy of Holies, outside the Kadosh Kadosh, he says the sprinkling.
And that's the third time already. So when the outside is the
third one we just talked about. He'd rush, take the blood from the bull.
What?
Stand upon.
Place, thought, one second. Maybe you ask me this later with that matzah, and I'll show you. You ask me afterwards. What, do you have an article?
Yes. Awesome.
What page are you on? I
can't
take a chayis for it because I don't know exactly how they do.
Okay,
it.
So
they say more things louder also than the Sakhsard. I know that, but I don't remember exactly what.
If you're standing fighting.
If what?
If you're standing facing the Kodesh Kodesh,
yeah,
then you have behind you the Mizbeach,
no,
and the incense,
The two Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaKtaris.
So when he's standing there, he's sprinkling towards the Kodesh Kodesh.
That's right.
He's never inside sprinkling.
What?
On the outside.
Outside towards it. That's right.
And then he turns around and goes and sprinkles towards the Mizbeach.
No, not on the Mizbeach. Then he takes the blood together and he goes to the Mizbeach and puts it on the Mizbeach. Okay, now it says, where are we holding? Now he takes the soil azazel. I'm on page 566, and he makes now vidu for Klal Yisrael. And you see the nusach is a completely different nusach. It's plural. V'kikachoy omer. On Hashem, chotu, ovu, poshu, lefonecha, amcha beis Yisrael. This is on the soil azazel that they're going to send out. And again, he said the same on Mefarish, and we do Koyrim again. This is the third Vidui, the third time we're doing Koyrim for the Viduyim. Okay, then that's the part that we say, one minute, together. Then from here on, it says he wanted to say the shame, Hashem. He sent it out to the Midbar, and all this is said quietly. What happened then? And then he had a Yantef there because. That he lived through it also, and he came out of the Kodesh Kodesh, and it's Mechapon Klal Yisrael, and it goes on. But this is the main avodah that I want you to see. I didn't show you. Now, all this avodah that we just did was all done when he had the Big Day Lovin. It means he changed from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin. Afterwards, I'm sure it's mentioned exactly when. Sure, it says here, I see the fourth line already, that he changed his clothes again for the Big Day Zov, and he did the Ayo, some of the Oilis. Big machlokes and Yuma between Bekivin, I forgot the other one is exactly when they were done. Then he changed his clothes again to the Big Day Lovin, only with one purpose in mind, to go into the Kodesh Kodashim to take out the utensils, the kelim of the Ktoiris. Then he changed his clothes again, the Big Day Zov again. Remember, each time was preceded and followed by Kiddush Yadayim Veglayim. Each time was preceded by going to the mikveh, and then he did the afternoon services. And it could be some of the musafim. You have to know how to learn up in Yuma where the normal musafim. Remember, I told you the musafim of that. Let me just keep the questions 1 minute. Afterwards, you can ask anything you want. I just want to show you also what we say, the korbanos that we say. We say every yantif. Mechatayinu galinu me'atzeinu. I just want you to see. Here's on page 548 in the matzer. We say, you know, ves musaf yom kippur matzav nakiv. And what do we say? We bring the korbanos of mentioned in Pinchas. We don't mention these korbanos that are mentioned in Achrimos. We don't mention this neshir, the power of the Kohen Gadol, the isle of the Kohen Gadol. That was a special Yom Kippur Avoda. We mentioned the general musafim of the Yantif. So what do we say? But look what we say. Besor lachodesh hashvi in the 10th day of the 7th month. Lo sasu v'kraftem oyle l'Hashem par ben boker echad ay lochik fosim b'nei shana, which I read you in Pinchas. When the chasum in this game could do a shloisha sum a por shnei sum ay v'son lakem se'an kidesu. Now, if you see in the Maser, shnei se'irim l'chapir. Now, don't make a mistake and think of shnei se'irim as the two that we threw the lots on. Shnei se'irim is the one for the yantif of Yom Kippur, and the one in Achrimos that they brought the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Those are the Shnei Seirim, or Shnei Smidim, or the other Nusach, which it says here, Sor Lachatir, Melvad Chatas HaKippurim. Chatas HaKippurim is the one from Achrei Mos.
So there's three.
No. Three what? Including Lazozo.
Right.
But we don't mention Lazozo in the Musaf. We only mention the two which are Chatas. One's a Chatas Pnimi, and one is a Chatas Chitoni. So you should know what we're referring to. The set private ones that the Kohen Gadol mentioned brought. The only thing that's a big machlokes is in Achrei Mos it said that Klal Yisrael brought an ayil, and then Pinchas it says an ayil. So some people say it's the same ayil. It's referring to the same, or it's two different ones. The Sach HaKol Korbanos they brought in Yom Kippur is 15 or 16. What's 15 or 16? The Tamid in the morning, and the Mincha. That's two. Let me see now. What we just mentioned now, Por, Ayo, and Shiva Krosim, that's 9. 9 and 2 is 11. The Chatas is 12. Now, going back, the Chatas is 13. The Kohen Gadol had a Por Va'ayo is 15. Now, if the Ayo in Achrei Mos is another aisle of the Tzibur, it's 16. If it's the same as the one in Pinchas, it's 15. So the Korbanos, which were... they were Makrav and Yom Kippur, it was either 15 or 16. Again, the two Tmidim, the 9 Oides that we know from Pinchas, that's 11. The Chatas of Pinchas is 12. The Chatas Pnimi of Klal Yisrael, 13 of Achrei Mos. The Porva Isle of the Kohen Gadol of Achrei Mos is 15. And the Isle of the Tzibur is either 16 or that's the same as the Isle from the one in Pinchas. Good to know what's going on. So, in short, that's what we're doing. When we say, we only say Achas, Achas, Achas out loud twice. The two times he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we only mention quietly the other two times out. The sprinklings were a total of 43, 8, 8, 8, 8, 4, and 7. 8, 8, 8, 8 were individual, Tampor, Tamsor. The last 11 were when the blood was together, from the Damapor, Darasayo. He went to the mikveh 5 times, Kishur Daimagalayim 10 times, he went to Kodesh Kodeshim 4 times. I hope this gives you a little bit of a picture of the Avoider, because as much as we can feel it, this is our Kippur. Like they say, Kabbal Satar and Shavuos. When are we Mekabal the Torah? B'shas Kriyas the Torah. When they read that's the difference, that's when you're supposed to be Mekabal the Torah. Same thing here, when we're reading it, and we're the Chazan saying it, and we're saying it, this is our avoda of Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be like in place of the real avoda that we should have soon. So I think that's what I wanted to give over. I hope it will help you know what's going on. You can look it over now again if you have a translation, but at least you know what they're talking about. Then the other things it says, he changed again, he did the general work, and then the Seder. I think it's finished, everybody can go. Now I can have questions, but everybody can ask. Not everybody has to hear all the questions. Yes?
I was just wondering what time of day we're holding during the different parts of the Avodah.
What do you mean?
Like during Azazel, like in...
Where? In the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, the Beis HaMikdash.
They started the Avodah with sunrise.
Right.
So it says the Kohen Gadol had to do everything himself, and therefore they tried to make it easier. If you go through Yuma, the Mishnah Yuma, it explains how they made a lot of things shortcuts for the Kohen Gadol. He shouldn't have to walk too much, he shouldn't have to carry too many heavy things. But it started with sunrise, the Korban Torah, they did immediately the sunrise, and they just proceeded.
So, I mean...
The Talmud in the afternoon, they did later, what?
I'm saying the incense inside the Kadosh Kadoshim, this is earlier than 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all happening very...
Yeah, good. Well, when we're davening, the time is, everybody has a different minyan, but yeah, they went right away. Because they figure also, it was easier for them, the earlier they can start, he's fasting also. So it already was. They did it right away. Yes, Yaakov, you wanted a question?
When did they say the Shem before?
What?
Where in the video did he say the Shem
before? Oh, not Hashem. He said it three times in the video.
Where every Hashem would actually, the Hashem would be with the Shem
before? I think so. Because it says 10 times he said the Shem before. So anybody...
And there's other Kohanim being Mashem Hashem throughout this whole process?
It depends what he needs. Here, it says he shechted it, he gave the blood to somebody, somebody else was stirring it. But all the avoider was done by the special avoider. Anyway, was done by the Kohen Gadol alone.
Well, you said that it was a gavaldik hazach that the Kohen Gadol would also get through it, that he would live from going into the Kodesh Kodashim.
By Sheni,
but there were times that they didn't. So my question was, if they didn't, How does that reflect on the kapara for the Jewish people? Did that mean that because they weren't worthy, it wasn't a good kapara for the Jewish
people? I don't remember
people?
What it says now about that, but Eina Chanami, it was a big problem. It was a big, big problem. I mean,
is that why they used to tie a rush to the back?
To get them out, yeah. Because they wouldn't be the way to be in Kohen Gadol. They bought it off. It was a big problem. It says every year they used to... There was always a new Kohen Gadol.
So wait, so the service would stop?
What?
If Kohen Gadol died, the service stopped?
I wasn't there. I don't know. It says they always prepared a skan, but exactly how that worked, I don't know. They were afraid to become tummy. It says they always had another coin bottle,
right,
like in case problem. Something will happen.
Right here.
But exactly how it worked out, and so on, I don't know. Okay, listen. Kippur is an opportunity. It's a day we have an opportunity. I just want to mention this one thing because I think I mentioned in the beginning of mine, but it's very true. I know. It's not our first Kippur, it's not our... The person feels, okay, I want to change, I try things, and it doesn't last, so what should I try? It's not true. Especially in Yom Kippur, any machshava that a person has is magnified thousands of times. We can't realize it. We should never be discouraged by things that don't last. Right now, it's there. It's gewaldic. It elevates us, it elevates Klal Yisrael, and who knows? You can have some Ratzon Shemayah that even if last past years you couldn't keep it, this year you could. I'm not talking about taking big things. Anything a person wants to do good, any machshava brings him up, elevates him. We shouldn't be discouraged by that. It's one of the biggest discouragements. The person says, what's the use? Because I know who I am, and I don't want to fool anybody. So, no. Yes, everybody has to try a little bit to do something and take it seriously. And we take it seriously, and something, it's a gvalta kechesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. They say that Yom Kippur is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell you a word, Lamchish it there.
One second.
Yeah, the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, everybody knows the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, three books are opened up. Shoyim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim, Beininim. Shoyim Gemurim, Nechtovim, Venechtovim, La'alter, L'chayim. Shoyim Gemurim, Nechtovim, Nechtovim, La'alter, L'misa. Beininim, Kluim Voimim. Zachu by Yom Kippur, Nechtovim lechayim. Lo Zachu, Lemisa Chas Shalom. Good. So the famous thing that everybody talks about, the Rambam says, what does Zachu mean if you did tshuva? Everybody says, if you're Beinoni, you're equal. Why can't you do any mitzvah? Why dafka tshuva? But we'll leave that on the side now. But if you look in the Gemara says, Zachu Nechtovim, you're written lechayim. In Rosh Hashanah, the Tzaddik and the Rosh, it says, Nechtovim v'nechtomim, written and signed.
Ah,
and on the Beinoni, it doesn't say signed. It says written. The Bnei Shu asked the Kasha, why? Okay, the Bnei Shu says it here. But I heard it here. That's why I'm mentioning this now to give this over. Somebody said a beautiful answer for this. Who does the din in Rosh Hashanah? It says, it's a Besdin Shomayla. There's a Besdin. In the heavens, there's a Besdin. A lot of times that the Besdin is comprised of the tzaddikim of our generations that passed away lately, because they know our generation, so they can judge us. But okay, who does the din on Yom Kippur? Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Yom Kippur is a day Kodesh Baruch Hu, straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the answer to the question? So on Rosh Hashanah, if you have a Besdin, it has to be signed and sealed. You have to have a seal. And Yom Kippur, it's with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. As the Gemara says, Ksav Yad, a person's signature, that's his, when he writes something, that's his signature, if you know that's his writing. Ksav Yad, that's a chsima. So on Yom Kippur, if it's written by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a chsima. Because Ksav Yad is a chsima. I'm only mentioning this to say because on Yom Kippur, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. They say the Rachmanis that is on Yom Kippur is unbelievable. It's a Yam of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. But one thing is, we can't fool ourselves. Can't fool ourselves because there's a tendency to think, I don't remember if I mentioned this ever or not, there's a tendency to think that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachamim, what do we have to worry about? He'll have Rachmanis on me. He loves us. He'll have Rachmanis on us. It's true, but that's only if we try to better ourselves. If we don't even try, we just say, he'll have Rachmanis, doesn't mean anything. If we try, then with the Yud Gimel, we say Yud Gimel Midos in Yom Kippur, I don't know how many times, then this is chus. But that's if we try. Then of course we're allowing him to have rachmanus on us. But if we don't try, it's a little scary. So we shouldn't make that mistake. Of course, Baruch Hu is a rachman, but we have to apply. But it's a chance of a lifetime. Moshe and Stern used to always say over. We say Shechayanu. Yom Kippur, right back at the end of Kol Nidre, we say Shechayanu. He says we should really dance when we say Shechayanu. That was Echad, they have a Yom Kippur, you know what it means? A day that you can cleanse yourself. As much as it is. Any drop is kedai. He says we should really dance and make a rakida when you say Shechayanu. You zeichet to have Yom Kippur, but to have Yom Kippur means to try to use the Yom Kippur, not just that the 24-hour period that just passes. But that's what he always used to say. We should dance when we have Yom Kippur. It's a tremendous day. So listen, we have not Friday, we have Shabbos, we have Sunday. We should try to use the Shabbos Shuvah. It shouldn't be like a normal Shabbos the whole year, unless your Shabbosim are perfect all year. Halavai, I know mine isn't. But it should be. You should try to hop around more, learn a little bit more. You have to sleep a little bit. Shtichus is very tiring. Good. But hop around, think a little bit more in davening. Shabbos is Kodesh, Kitcho, Bircho, Baman. It's your own Kedusha. We have to treat it with the proper Kedusha. Of course, we should be ready in time. That's Eimal Adabir, not to run the last minute and to shy. Oh, maybe it's Shki yet, maybe not. We should be way, way, way much earlier. Treat it with Kedusha, the proper Kedusha. Talk a little bit more, maybe, at the meal instead of Stama, all the news of the whole week. I mean, practically speaking, we should be Makadosh the Shabbos. It's like about the Kasus, you have it right before Yom Kippur. Then Matzoy Shabbos, we move the clock to Matzoy Shabbos. We gain an hour. What are we going to do with the hour? Got to use it. Mamash, you gain an hour. Kavaldik, day before Yom Kippur, you gain an hour? Just like that, it's the present. Got to use the present. Utilize an air from Kippur. Sichas are short. Avadik, you have to eat meals. But besides that, you can learn air from Kippur, and you should go through, you have to prepare an abazir. I'm not talking about the Chatoyim. Al-Chet Avadik, at least to know what the words are. If you don't even know what you're saying, it's Zichar Avidim Peh. To know, unfortunately, explain each one. We're not tzaddikim. We're not going to become tzaddikim overnight. And I can't say we can rectify everything overnight. But the general trend has to be we want to try to make ourselves better. And we have to try something that will make ourselves better. And we want to be better. And therefore, we don't want to do all these things that we're saying in Al-Chet. But if a person's going to go take it everything new, he's just going to get discouraged and he's going to get... But we can try. We can bench a little better. We can dab a little better. If we do that, we'll think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu more. If we think about it more, we'll act differently all the time. One thing leads to another. Mitzvah Gorer's Mitzvah. That's what we have to do. But it's Kabbalistic. You say, oh, today there's no Seder. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, 3 days without Seder. Make your own Seder. Sometimes it can be better and easier. You know, just use the time as much as possible. Anything that you have to do that has nothing to do with Avodas HaKodesh, push off to after Yom Kippur, if at all possible. Even things that have to be done, push them off to after Yom Kippur. Hop around every minute. Every minute. You can be Mizaki yourself, Mizaki Klal Yisrael. Push anything off that doesn't have to be done until after Yom Kippur, do it. And if you notice, I don't have my glasses. I lost my glasses. But I can't go get glasses now. You say some tshuva, go get glasses. Not shy. We'll see after Yom Kippur. I mean, I can see without it. If you can't see, it's a different problem. I can drive it out also. But go now. Go to a doctor and get a prescription and get it. Who has time for such things? Say some tshuva. Push off anything you can until afterwards. Whatever can be done. Hopefully, all these things will help us all to be zoyche to gemar chsima tefila.
Amen. What's your minhagim erev? What's the minhagim erev? How does the masabi after Shabbos? Meal wise, how's it
doing? I don't know. I know what I do.
How's it doing? What?
I don't eat right away. It says you shouldn't fast, that's for sure. You should eat right away something. I mean, you shouldn't be fasting. Everyone could be supposed to eat. Some people are admitting they have candies all day. Fast, I don't know. That's the problem with brachas. You're going to go into something that's going out. Shinu makum, shinu this, evasiveness. But usually we have a meal, I think, about 10:15. You have to realize, Shki is 5:30.
You left mamish?
Yeah. I have two suits. I have two suits. The first one, I think, we eat fish. I don't think we have fish.
But you do that. You do that in the morning. You do that before Mincha. That's one of the fish.
The first of them.
Yeah.
In the morning. What? You want to fast the whole morning?
No, because I said it's the fish. You should have a Mincha because you do the alchet before you have the fish. Because Chas v'Shalom, you could get sick to the bone.
I have a meal about 10, 15, the earlier you're better. Depends when you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah, go. Everybody goes to the mikveh.
But on what? On challah?
Yeah, sure.
Soda.
It gives you a chance to say Birchas Hamazon in the midst of the Raisa with Kavana at least once a year. You know what I mean? Like every Yom Kippur, we should be bench with Kavana.
But Panas and all this, Panas and Bria, that's already set.
Who?
That's
what?
Zera, Adina, Alot, Achelek of Panas and Bria for this year.
I seriously, Tshuva, a person still has to hope that he's a baby need for everything. We have to hope, and we don't know the matzav. We don't know the matzav. We just have to try to make everything better. So I'm saying, I'm not saying. I don't know if I have a suit in the morning. Then it's that wind. Have a mitzvah. Go to mikveh. Have a mincha. You learn a little bit. You try to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next meal usually is about 3:30.
And then after that meal, you bench.
I go to shul.
It's not
the same suit as Masekis as Tisha B'Av.
You can still eat and drink after.
What?
You can still eat and drink after.
When you bench, you have to make a tie.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to still drink, you can make a tie if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to, you know, you have to know your own koichas, what you need, what to eat. But it's supposed to be the simcha. You know, the ninth day is like fasting on the tenth day and swimming out from there.
Mm-hmm.
So the day should be the simcha that you have Yom Kippur coming. You're eating a suda. It's a suda, it's Yom Kippur. But you can't eat on Yom Kippur. It's a yantif to kasuda, but you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Really, it's like that. It should be the simcha. That's what's going on.
What's the opinion of eating Erev Yom Kippur that says that you should be malbe the suda in the Mishnah Berurah? Something that if you do it on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if something on Yom Kippur.
Because the way it's learned out, it says on the ninth day to fast. We don't fast. So they explain. I don't remember the drush now, but that's what they know. But about it, eating on Yom Kippur is a chosh of azach. It's not just okay. I'm telling you, it's a surah of yantif. It's the yantif. It's a surah of yantif. It's not just to give you koyach to eat, to fast. It's not just to give you koyach.
Moshe Shabbos also?
Moshe Shabbos is the din lava malka.
But it's also din.
No. And a normal Yom Kippur, I never heard anything the night before. By day. I never heard it the night before. I never heard. But Shabbos. Even people who are not makbid to have a meal or wash from a lava malka, some people aren't makbid. I think maybe this Shabbos they should be. It's zuch lechadchila to wash from a lava malka. Especially it's a long night. So you can definitely do it.
What happens if you never did malava malka like
what?
We never did malava malka.
So this was a Shabbos you should
do it, huh?
Yes. That's part of your tshuva.
Nice to think.
And think about maybe continuing. Listen, it doesn't have to be a chicken meal.
In the winter, it's not so hard.
I know, because it's a long...
In the summer, it's harder.
I'll be honest, I eat a malava malka usually about an hour before chatzos or something. I can't eat right away. Most people, it's better to eat right away. I can't eat right away, so I eat later. But I wash every once in a while, I wash. Baruch Hashem. But it's not. You can have a zaynus, I think. You can have a zaynus, I think. But the matter, it's a choshev azach. Lach it's a But this was a Shabbos for sure. You gain an hour. But listen, everybody can have a seder on Tzor Shabbos to learn. It's not shayach. I mean, what shkia now? Shkia is of course seven. It's like 5:45. Come on now, it's kavaldik. It's a matana. You have such a long time, you can really learn, prepare the mouths, or prepare.
Yom Kippur starts an hour earlier.
Huh?
Yom Kippur starts an hour earlier.
Okay, that's what
you should now. That's saying if you want the same amount of sleep, then you don't gain anything.
No, but people don't daven. What time did they daven on today? We start 6:45. So we're going to start on the new clock, 5:05, because this is so small. I gained an hour.
Yeah.
But the reason why they moved the clock
is because of the fast.
They moved them because of the fast. That's why we always move it before Yom Kippur. Because there are people that, if it's late, it's hard for them to fast. This is helps people, I'm not talking about us, but other people to fast. Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, a lot of people they would never dream of, they fast on Yom Kippur. It's a big thing. I mean, everything closes down, everything shuts down. Everything. The radios, the chariot, everything closes. Transportation closes. The airport also closes down. I think so. They have some type of a skeleton crew in case Chas V'Shalom there's an emergency. Everything closes down. Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, it's unbelievable. You won't believe it. I remember in Ponovich, in Bnei Brak, you have a view of the whole like Gush Dan. You don't see a caravan. You see big intersections, big highways. Don't see a camera. It's unbelievable. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur.
2 years ago, I saw a picture, a cover picture. That one of the few people who done it, he does something on Yom Kippur, famous artist, and he took a picture of the main Tel Aviv through some highway in the middle of Tel Aviv, just laying in the middle of the road like this. Laying in the middle of the road, but no cars anywhere, just this.
It's a tremendous opportunity. Like I said, when Sharon said, we say Shechianu, we should dance from Simcha. Then we should actually have Yom Kippur. It's tremendous.
What about Tfilas Zaka?
Who?
Tfilas Zaka. No. So is that like
it's a biggie thing to say.
Yeah.
If you could. Listen, you can't drive your house crazy if it's going to bring pressure in your house. It's a problem. It's about. It's best to say it before Kohenid Rei. That's like very Shkia. Not before Shkia. But if you can't, a lot of people say it after Kohenid Rei.
Oh, yeah.
And before Maariv. Listen, you can't put pressure on your house. You have to be very careful. Especially Erev Yom Kippur.
You can't do it in the morning of Erev Yom Kippur? Like, shut off the dummy?
No, it said usually right before Shkia. Then. This is the Tzvizaka, not the morning. Some people say Tzvizaka before Musaf. It's another thing. But this one, but I know, I've seen people, they didn't manage before. So they said it after Kol Nidre until Maariv. There's always a break. Usually you finish Kol Nidre by Shkia. And Maariv starts a half hour later, 45 minutes later, whatever, every place, you know, the way it is. Okay.
Where is the Rebbe Big Day Shabbos? The Rebbe wears most of the day from the first Suda?
Why wear a kippah? When?
Erev.
No, the Shabbos is what? Mincha. I say Vidya. Mincha, yeah. That's it. By Mincha, yeah.
You're ready wearing Big Day Shabbos?
Yes. All right. Master, you take this.